So in honor of Veterans Day this week, we are honored to be joined by the National Commander of the American Legion this morning. Charles E. Schmidt is a Vietnam War veteran, retired U.S. Air Force officer. And Commander Schmidt, we appreciate you taking the time this morning. I want to start with something very basic, probably. But for the benefit of those who are not veterans, talk a little bit about the American Legion. It's an organization we've all heard of, but what is it that the American Legion does?
Well, Chris, the American Legion is the largest veterans organization, as you know, and we were started in 1919 as a result of the end of World War One, and there was a handful of leaders in the American Expeditionary Forces led by Teddy Roosevelt Jr. who were concerned about their buddies, the troops that would be going home. And of course, you know, at that time, there was no such thing as a Veterans Administration to take care of those physically and mental needs as a result of that brutal war. And also, Chris, there was concern about compensation when the boys went home, also about employment because they left their jobs to go over and fight the war. They were also concerned about other things such as patriotism in America. Did the war diminish that patriotism, that red, white, and blue? And also they were concerned about the national security, the future defense of America, because they fought the big one and they really didn't want to fight no more.
Yeah.
Chris was concerned about their buddies, the buddies that would not be going home, the buddies that may have a widow now or orphans back at home. And they were concerned about who's going to who's going to take care of all this, and thus the American Legion was born based on those five issues.
And of course, over the years, many conflicts that have ensued since, those basic core missions really have not changed. Talk about how they apply today.
Well, today, Chris, you know, we got men and women that's coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, and not to forget those who served in Panama, Grenada, Somalia, Lebanon, and of course my generation, the Vietnam era, and of course the Korean and the World War II eras. Those concerns. Everybody needs some health care sometime or another, and even those invisible war wounds, and of course in Iraq and Afghanistan, the signature wound seems like is post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury. Also, the men and women that are serving today are going on deployments. They've left their jobs to go and represent our country, serve our country abroad. So when they come back about jobs, and of course we're always interested in taking care of their families while they're gone and so forth, and we're also concerned about patriotism, of course, today, as they were back in 1919, and certainly our national security. So kind of history does repeat itself, I believe.
There is no question about that. You issued a statement in conjunction with Veterans Day that I think is extremely timely, because obviously we're just getting through an election cycle here this week as well. And you said lawmakers in the White House should not just use Veterans Day to deliver platitudes. The best way to honor veterans is through substantive policies which will make America safer and military life more attractive for those who serve. Again, with now the election just about behind us, what can a new president, what can the next president and the next Congress do to fulfill those goals?
Well, as chartered by Congress in 1919, Chris, we're chartered as a nonpartisan organization. And you know, who wins the election, who goes to Congress, to us it doesn't matter of which side of the aisle they're going to sit on. We're not going to get involved in personalities, but what we want to get involved with, Chris, is with those respective parties, that they come to the table when we do, and they listen, and they take note and certainly take action on those issues that are relevant to America's veterans, past, present, and future veterans, also the national security of our country, providing a safe place for American citizens to live. That's what we want to do. That's what we're interested in. And we'll do that regardless of who gets elected and who's in Congress. But that's what we ask them to do. And I look at it, Chris, as America elects their representatives from our various states. And those folks elected go to Washington, D.C. And there they represent a grateful nation. And I think a grateful nation wants to take care of their veterans, those who have served and those who are serving, and those who will serve in the future.
As many people know, this year marks the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, and I understand you are preparing to visit the Far East yourself, correct?
That's correct, Chris. Later this month, we're going to do our Far East tour. We're going to start out in Vietnam and then go to the Philippines and Korea and Okinawa, Guam, and we are going to end up in Hawaii to be there for the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor Day. And during that tour, we're going to obviously visit American Legion Post in Vietnam. We're going to do a little bit of MIA work. But also in that region there, we have a American military community out there. And we want to let them know that we appreciate what they're doing and also meet with our American Legion family members at the same time.
Again, Charles Schmidt is a national commander of the American Legion with us this morning in honor of Veterans Day. Where do folks learn more about the American Legion? Again, what you are doing to help support all of those missions that we were talking about earlier and things that you are involved in moving forward?
Well, Chris, we have a great web page at legion.org. There, anybody is welcome to come and read about our programs, our advocacies, our legislative priorities, the things we're doing for veterans, such as job fairs and so forth, youth programs. You can learn about the membership eligibility to be in the American Legion. You can even find out where the nearest American Legion post is in a particular state. So we have a great web page, and we welcome all visitors, Chris.
We will link up to it on our web page as well at goodmornings.net. Again, Legion Commander Charles E. Schmidt, thank you very much for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Well, Chris, thank you for the opportunity, and we wish you a great day and also a great Veterans Day to all the men and women who have served this country, is serving, and those in the future as well.
All right, I think we've got it. Commander Schmidt, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, Chris.
Take care.
You bet.